I am so very grateful, so very happy and deeply honored for this opportunity to be with the family of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath on this very auspicious and joyous occasion of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's Brahmotsava, where we are celebrating the appearance of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in their divine transcendental forms as they have appeared in Chaupati, Mumbai. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam surajamyaham. It's out of his mercy, it's out of his compassion upon all living beings that he descends into this world. And paritra naya sadunam vinashaya chatuskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami juge juge. Krishna explains various reasons why he comes to this world. Our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he tells that when Krishna personally comes in his original transcendental form of Sri Krishna, and he descends along with his abode of Sri Vrindavan, with his eternal loving potency, Srimati Radharani, and the gopas and the gopis of Vrindavan, they especially appear to attract our hearts. Krishna reveals his pastimes of Sri Vrindavan Dham as Sri Radha Gopinath to attract our hearts away from all of the distractions of material temptations and fears, to absorb our minds in remembering him. Krishna descends as the Srimad Bhagavatam to reveal his pastimes. He descends in his holy names, which nam nama kari bahuta nija sarva shaktis, are invested with his beauty, his sweetness, his power, his potencies, with his own self. And at any time, at any place, we could remember Krishna and be connected with Krishna by chanting his holy names. Krishna appears in so many ways. He appears as his abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, so we could go there on pilgrimage and completely immerse ourselves in remembering Krishna with Krishna's devotees. And Krishna appears in the form of the Archamurti, or the deities. And our great acharyas, they have revealed to us that the deities are not statues of the Lord. They are not representations of the Lord. But when they are installed appropriately with devotion on behalf of the compassion of the parampara, then Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna personally manifest as that form, within that form, as that form. Why? For the very same purpose Krishna descends into this world, to attract our hearts, to give us an opportunity to personally render service. This is at the very heart of bhakti. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Balabhacharya, Vishnu Swami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, and our whole Guru Parampara, they have given us entrance into the most intimate, sweet, personal experience of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabdhyate. Yes, the Absolute Truth is the all-pervading Supreme Light. Yes, the Absolute Truth is the Paramatma who is seated within the heart of every living being. And yes, the Absolute Truth is ultimately a person. A person who is supremely all-beautiful, who's the source of all beauty, the source of all love, the source of everything that exists. And when that Supreme Lord descends in Vrindavan, he appears in such a way to completely attract our love. The Brijabasis, the Gopas and the Gopis, they have completely absorbed themselves in love for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains the Brijabasis, they don't know anything but Krishna. When Krishna performs his beautiful leelas before their eyes, they're absorbed. And when Krishna's not directly before their eyes, they're singing about him. They're remembering him in every way. They don't even think of Krishna as God. They just love Krishna because he's Krishna. They're so connected to Krishna's love for them. It attracts unconditional love. They're absorbed in Krishna, thinking of playing with him as a friend. They're absorbed in Krishna, worrying about him as a child. They're absorbed in Krishna, yearning for him as a lover. And when a demon comes to Vrindavan, Agasura, or Bakasura, or Keshi, or whether there's a great fire, or Indra's rainstorms, why do they turn to Krishna? Because in every situation, whatever it may be, they only know Krishna. They're completely naturally absorbed in Krishna. They're absorbed in the desire for the service to Krishna. And that is Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains that our true identity, beyond the ahankar of these physical bodily designations and all these mental mindsets that we attach ourselves to, our true nature is we're eternal servants of Krishna. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. This is the foundational principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, that we are eternal servants of Krishna. And the idea of Aham Brahmasmi, that I am Brahman, on the path of bhakti, where we don't want to conceive ourselves just to be not our bodies. We don't want to conceive ourselves to just be all-pervading spirit. But we're longing to love Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the proper consciousness that we give up our false egos is to recognize that we're the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis. Srila Prabhupada, in a recording I just heard, he was describing that even to aspire to be a gopi is a type of false ego, ahankar. We should aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. He is Srimati Radharani, Krishna with the love of Sri Radha, and he's sharing his own mood and aspiration as a devotee to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. So this idea of seva, or service, to be absorbed in samsidhir haritoshanam and pleasing Krishna, is the ultimate purpose of life. And it's the most meaningful aspiration. In whatever situation, atapum beard vijastreshtas varna shrami vibhagasha, whatever our role in society may be, if we please Krishna, that's our success, to be absorbed in pleasing Krishna. And the deity, Krishna, appears in this form to give us an opportunity to see him and to render personal services to him. We can have the deity in our homes, where we dedicate our family, our wealth, our possessions in absorption to serve and please Krishna. And that's what really the Grihastha Ashram is, where everyone in the family, as far as possible, is aspiring to keep Krishna in the center of our lives and to harmonize our lives and transcend our inevitable differences, because Krishna's there in our home in the center. Krishna's seeing, hearing, tasting everything. Actually, Krishna's doing that anyway, because he's everywhere, seeing and hearing and feeling and tasting. But when the deity is there, it's Krishna makes himself very much recognizable, so that we're conscious that, yes, Krishna is with me. And the great acharyas have put together and inspired temples so that many families, entire communities, can become one family with Krishna in the center. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath appeared for this purpose, to attract our hearts, to reveal themselves as the very center and heart of our hearts and lives. Over the years, so many transformations have taken place. When Radha Gopinath were first when they first revealed themselves in our temple, there was just a few devotees. It was a very primitive condition. The temple room was not even ours. It was just a dilapidated room that was shared with so many others, you know, different schools and yoga centers. But somehow or other, you know, the devotees sincerely, earnestly tried to be united in serving Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And gradually, from our perspective, it just appeared miracles were happening. More and more and more people were becoming attracted. Gradually, when the resources were there, this is Gopinath's house. We see in Mumbai and so many places in the world, people like to fix up their own houses the best they can. Well, here is Sri Radharani and Gopinath's house. And Sri Radharani, Gopinath, the center of the family of all the devotees. And gradually, devotees together made Sri Radha Gopinath temple something very beautiful. And the family grew and expanded in such a ways, gradually expanded into Bhaktivedanta Hospital and Gopal's garden and Gopal's fun school in Govardhan Eco Village and many centers contributing much to Pune Center and Nasik and Nigri and Aurangabad and Kolhapur and Belgaum and many others, Nanded. Radha Gopinath temples expanded, but the heart has always been Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And the nature of this world is practicing bhakti, practicing, you know, true spirituality is always a challenge. Nothing ever becomes automatic. Krishna is always putting impediments in front of us to test our sincerity. And if we are sincere, then we come closer to one another on this higher principle of pleasing Krishna. And we remain determined. Srila Prabhupada quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam that Titikshava Karunaka Surada Saravadena, that the first quality of a devotee is Titiksha and Karunaka, to be tolerant and to be kind, to be merciful to others. This is a principle that it's very important to understand, because obstacles will come. At the beginning days of Radha Gopinath Temple, there were so many obstacles. I'm sure devotees like Govinda Prabhu or Krishna Chandra Prabhu or Radha Gopinath Prabhu, they can explain. There was from within and without, there were so many disturbances, so many challenges. Sometimes everything seems so hopeless. But because the devotees pursued, everyone grew spiritually. And at different times, there will always be challenges. As things are successful, as things get larger in size, there's other impediments. Some of our dear devotees, Sri Nathji Prabhu, Kirti Damatiji, there's many who have left us from this world, and that's a great challenge to lose loving association of devotees who are so dear to our family. And different ideas, devotees become empowered in various ways. There's always going to be challenges, and our progress individually as Vaishnavas and collectively as community is how we keep Krishna in the center. We absorb ourselves in pleasing Krishna. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Mahabharata, in the Ramayana, that it's not that challenges end, not in this world. In the spiritual world, then we are with Krishna in his lila in that way. But in this world, the challenges will always be. We shouldn't be expecting, when will everything be just the way I want it to be? We should be expecting, we should be praying, how will I surrender and take shelter of Krishna in the good times, in the beautiful, sweet moments of unity and happiness, and in the times of despair and separation and turbulence, how will I take shelter of Krishna? That is how we truly grow. And I have seen at Radha Gopinath Temple, it was the challenging times that often brought us together and helped us all to grow the most. And there will always be challenging times. That's just the nature of this world. Devotees, we take the nature of the world, whatever form it may be, as an opportunity to tolerate, to forgive, to be enthusiastic, to keep Krishna in the center. And in Vrindavan, all the Vrijavasis, they respect each other, they love each other, because they're so absorbed in Krishna. And the difficulties that come between devotees, really, it's because we're not putting Krishna in the center. Because Krishna wants us to love each other and respect each other. He wants us to inspire each other. He wants us to be a family. So Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple is my spiritual home. And it is the spiritual home for many thousands of us. Even devotees who are in foreign lands. We have our family. Ultimately, every living being is our family. But to reach that state of recognizing that, we need to be absorbed in this spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And to facilitate that awakening within our heart, Radharani and Gopinath have appeared. And we could remember them through their leelas, through their holy names, through their divine forms, through photographs. We could remember them by sharing with each other their mercy. I'm just remembering when I was a newer devotee, the main topic of the community every day was what Radharani and Krishna were wearing that day. It's so simple and so sweet because everyone so centered. And now we have internet and all this virtual sharing where we can really connect the idea of union and separation. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling through South India for 2 years, nobody heard anything about where he was. There was no external connection, but all the devotees were completely united in remembering him and completely united with one another to please him in separation. And our whole Guru Parampara is that spirit. My beloved Guru Maharaj, our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in this world physically, most of us rarely physically saw him. He was traveling around the world, and those who were very fortunate, every 2 years or so, we would see him for a few days. Some never saw him. Some of his most devoted followers, disciples. But we were always thinking how to please him, how to serve him. And that union and separation was so sweet. We never felt disconnected. Srila Prabhupada taught us in his own words, he would tell us he's never separated from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he actually infused within his followers how to be connected with him by being absorbed in following his teachings. And one of his great teachings, of course, there's the four regulative principles and chanting at least 16 rounds, but to be united, to cooperate, to develop his mission, Lord Chaitanya's mission. When Srila Prabhupada physically left us, we all experienced that to the degree we're trying to honestly and sincerely please him and serve him, and especially serve his devotees, which means that all the devotees within ISKCON, within our own communities and in a larger sense, to that same degree, we feel Srila Prabhupada is with us. His presence is so much there. Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj has just left us. Whatever Krishna does is perfect. Whatever Prabhupada does, it's always for our benefit. In Srila Prabhupada's thousands of letters, he signed, "Your ever well wisher." That means Srila Prabhupada is always our well wisher, individually and for our whole society at large and for the whole world. So when Srila Prabhupada calls for Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, or Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, or Sridhar Swami Maharaj, or Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, or Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, when Srila Prabhupada calls for these devotees, we can know that Srila Prabhupada is, whatever he's doing, it's because he's our ever well wisher. And I experienced that after Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj left us in the physical sense, when I read his book, The Ocean of Mercy, every word, I've never read them in the same way. I read the book before, but now when I read every sentence, it's so personal, it's so intimate, it's so very sweet with devotion. You're not only hearing, but feeling his presence so deeply. When I see his videos, there's a whole nother dimension that I wasn't experiencing in the same way as now. So in this way, separation is a gift. Srila Prabhupada, who is a representative of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, whether we are together or separated, it's an opportunity to go deeper in our relationship, and to the degree that Krishna is there and we're absorbed in Krishna, then we feel the presence of the Vaishnavas within our hearts. Bhakti is for one purpose only. Prema Pumarta Mahan, to awaken the crest jewel of all gifts, which is love for Krishna. Unmotivated, uninterrupted love for Krishna, which is expressed through the sincerity in which we serve Krishna. To give us an opportunity to love Krishna Krishna and love one another in the service of Krishna, the Lord has appeared as Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And in a similar way, in the same way, the Lord has appeared in all the various temples of the Vaishnavacharyas, in all the temples of ISKCON. Gopinath is playing his flute to attract our hearts away from all the distractions of the false ego into his sweet, loving pastimes. And Srimati Radharani, she's smiling upon us. She's blessing us. Srimati Radharani is Krishna's love personified. Krishna is conquered by the love of Sri Radha, and Sri Radha is personally each devotee's mother and supreme goddess, and we take shelter of being the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha. And then, by her mercy, we become attracted to Krishna's loving flute. We become attracted to the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Our temple is not to be taken for granted. It's the nature of this world that we take things for granted, because we can go anytime. I've gone so many times. If we perceive Krishna in this way, then Krishna will remain very far from us. But if we're longing to be with Krishna, if we're doing everything we can to be closer to Krishna in a way that's pleasing to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said, if we take one step toward Krishna, Krishna takes hundreds of steps toward us. Our enthusiasm, our yearning to be closer to Krishna, our willingness with determination to absorb ourselves in our service to Krishna, in our sadhana for Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. So on this day where we are celebrating Brahmotsava, let us meditate not only on celebrating that Radha Gopinath has appeared, but on why they have appeared, to attract our hearts to their service, to the kirtan of the holy name, to the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, to the personal seva, to the seva expanding their glories through outreach, through preaching, through book distribution, through Harinam Sankirtan, through lectures, through internet preaching, whatever it may be. These are all wonderful ways to absorb ourselves in Krishna's leelas. Lord Chaitanya's leela is to spread this message so much. And Srila Prabhupada taught us by his own example. So let us meditate on why Radha Gopinath appeared in our temple, why Sri Sri Radha Gopinath appeared in this material world, so that we could be absorbed, so that we can value the pursuit of loving them and serving them as the topmost priority of our lives, because nothing else really matters unless it helps us to love Krishna and it helps others to love Krishna. That's the truth, the absolute truth, to love God, to be an instrument of Krishna's love. So let us celebrate this year according to the opportunities that are with us. In previous years, there were perhaps thousands of devotees in the temple room and in the courtyard, having kirtans and having abhishekams and having lectures and cooking prasad and eating prasad, honoring all these wonderful things. Now, perhaps, you know, during lockdown, many people are just in their homes, perhaps in the internet or in their meditations. But there's no difference. A Vaishnava learns to adjust to whatever situation, to be the servant of the servant of the servant, for Krishna's pleasure. I thank each and every one of you, each and every devotee, for your sincerity, for your incredible, valuable contribution to the family of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And in my mind at this moment, there is floods of wonderful forms of Vaishnavas coming, springing from my heart. And I'm overwhelmed just remembering each and every one of you. And please know that our beloved Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas are always blessing when we call out for their mercy. Thank you. This is a time of union and separation. And every moment in the life of a devotee is a unique experience to be absorbed in Krishna. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I wish to offer my deepest gratitude to each of you. And I pray with all my heart that Sri Sri Radha Gopinath will shower their mercy and their blessings and their supreme grace on each of you forever. Thank you.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.